أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولو يعجل الله للناس الشر استعجالهم بالخير لقضي إليهم أجلهم فنذر الذين لا يرجون لقاءنا في طغيانهم يعمهون. صدق الله العظيم. From time to time, the Quraysh of Makkah sometimes made dua directly to Allah Ta'ala, and sometimes they would go to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that this punishment that you speak about, let it come sooner than later. One example that the commentators give is an example we did in Surah Al-Anfal. Nadhr bin Harith, when he used to hear the incidents of the people of the past in the Quran Sharif, then he went to Baytullah and he made this dua, Allahumma in kana hadha huwa al-haqqa min indik fa'amtir alayna hijaratan min as-sama awitina bi'adhabin alim. O Allah, if all this is true, that is what the Quran Sharif is saying, whatever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, then let the stones, the rains of stones come down from the skies, or give us an even more painful punishment. So this was always what they would seek from. وَيَسْتَعْجِلُونَكَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ قَبْلَ الْحَسَنَةِ. Allah Ta'ala in Surah Ar-Ra'd, Allah speaks about them, that what kind of mind do they have, what kind of frame of mind do they have, that they're seeking for the evil, the ill, the punishment before the good that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala could have given them. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to all those incidents. And Allah says, وَلَوْ يُعَجِّلُ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ الشَّرَّ. Had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hastened with the evil, the wrong, the bad that they're asking for, اِسْتِعْجَالَهُمْ بِالْخَيْرِ, and how they demanded, like how one would have demanded or rather requested good from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have inverted this entire thing. They have changed it. They have made it the opposite. That instead of asking Allah Ta'ala for all the good, they ask Allah Ta'ala for all the evil. If Allah Ta'ala had ever given all that evil that they had asked for, لَقُضِيَ إِلَيْهِمْ أَجَلُهُمْ, then the age, the period of life would have come to an end, because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala would have destroyed them. Allah Ta'ala did not create insan. Allah did not create the creation so that Allah Ta'ala would destroy. But Allah Ta'ala created insan so that insan would turn towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In Bukhari Sharif, there's a hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is not in reference only to the disbelievers. This is in reference to the believers more than the disbelievers. That sometimes a person becomes overcome with emotions. He's overcome with anger. And in that anger, he makes dua against himself or against his wealth or his children. In this hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala holds on to that dua and Allah Ta'ala does not accept it. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself beseeched Allah Ta'ala that insan is such, my ummah is such, that they will be overcome by anger, they will become annoyed. And in that annoyance, that anger, they may ask for something that is not befitting. They may curse themselves or their properties or their children. Oh Allah, do not accept that dua. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi narrates, and he says that there is an angel that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has appointed to see to the needs of insan. And when a person makes this dua, a dua against himself, a curse, then that angel tries to hold back that curse that may come upon that person. On the other hand, we also find in the hadith of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that there are moments and times when no dua, no petition, supplication to Allah is rejected. Immediately it is accepted. Hence Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that we need to be cautious with regards to cursing others, to cursing our own children, family members, our own wealth and everything else. And hence in this way Allah Ta'ala is saying, لَقُضِيَ إِلَيْهِمْ أَجَلُهُمْ. If Allah Ta'ala accepted every curse of a person, every bad dua, every evil dua, dua for evil, then there would have been no one on the surface of this earth. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala says, فَنَذَرُ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. Leave those who do not have any hope of meeting us. How should we leave them? فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. We should leave them in their arrogance, wandering around blindly. That man, can man be so blind? Can that heart be so dark that a person seeks from Allah Ta'ala evil that should befall him, and he hastens and he wants that evil to befall? So Allah Ta'ala says, leave them in their arrogance. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.